the Environmental Protection Agency is planning to roll back two Obama-era environmental regulations for coal. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has been reporting on the proposed rules for coal waste stored in unlined ponds and wastewater regulations for coal-fired power plants. And he's here to explain more about what this means. Hi, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
So the EPA is revising two rules. What's included?
Well, the first is the coal ash rule, which was put in place in 2015, and it's to prevent sort of catastrophic failures at some of these coal ash ponds around the country. Also to prevent coal ash from leaking into groundwater. The 2015 rule set some guidelines and deadlines for when plants had to close these coal ash ponds. And the proposed revision allows companies a few more years in some cases to begin closing these ponds down. The second rule governs wastewater from coal-fired power plants, and these plants create a lot of water pollution. And in 2015, the Obama administration upped the standards for what plants had to do to deal with that water pollution. They hadn't been changed since 1982. And what the Trump administration is proposing is to increase, in some cases, the amount of pollution that can be discharged from these plants, and to actually allow some more of this wastewater to be discharged into rivers and streams.
Why did the Obama administration create the rules in 2015 in the first place?
There was a huge coal ash spill in 2008 in Tennessee that spilled, you know, a billion gallons by some counts of toxic sludge into nearby homes and rivers and streams. And this really prompted EPA to take a look at the issue. And the wastewater rule, actually, it's called effluent, and these are effluent limitation guidelines. This is a really big waste stream. It accounts for something like 30% of all industrial pollution into rivers and streams in the country comes from these coal-fired power plants. And this pollution has really, you know, harmful stuff in it, mercury, lead, arsenic. And so one thing that has happened since the last time the EPA had dealt with this rule is that coal-fired power plants now have to clean up their air emissions through these things called scrubbers. And what happens with the air pollution in the scrubbers is they kind of get transferred from the air into this wastewater. And here's Tom Schuster with the Sierra Club in Pennsylvania explaining what happens.
These are units that remove SO2 and heavy metals and other types of pollutants from the air pollution stream. But the pollutants don't disappear. They end up somewhere, and they end up in fly ash from that unit, and a lot of this ends up getting discharged into the waterway.
So the 2015 rules were put into place to keep some of these pollutants out of rivers and ultimately drinking water.
Why are they proposing these new rules now?
Well, one thing that happened since 2015, aside from the election, is that there were several lawsuits brought by all sides, environmental groups, utilities, states, and some of the rule changes that are proposed are sort of a result of the court decisions made in that case. One of them is they're redefining what constitutes an unlined coal ash pond, for instance. With the coal ash rule, the EPA says if companies are building new coal ash landfills or waste pits, they'll give companies an extension for closing their old leaky coal ash ponds to give them enough time to make their new facility. I mean, these are huge facilities. You know, they take up many acres. They require a lot of land. And so you can't just build one of these things in 3 weeks. Sometimes it may take years to build. And this is something that the utility industry has really praised about the new rules. You know, another part of the rationale is that they will save the utility industry money. The EPA estimates that the effluent rule, the wastewater rule, will save the utility industry $175 million a year in compliance costs.
So what are environmental groups saying about these proposed changes?
Well, they're saying, you know, it's not like one big thing that these rules are doing, but they're sort of killing the intent of these rules by 1,000 cuts with little extensions and waivers and loopholes, or by lowering the standard to which these utilities have to meet water quality standards. Here's Tom Samar. He's an attorney with Earth Justice.
Instead of having a single strong national set of public health protections for this polluting industry, we are going to be left with federal regulations that are riddled with loopholes.
To this point, there's loopholes in the wastewater rule for plants that don't, say, run at full capacity or that use a lot of water. So there are ways for these companies to sort of avoid the more stringent rules that were embedded in that 2015 rule.
What's at stake here? Why are these changes important?
Well, it's important because coal is loaded with all types of pollutants, including neurotoxins, and keeping it out of people's air and water is important to the EPA. So, for instance, a 2018 study by environmental groups found that over 90% of unlined coal ash ponds were leaking pollution into nearby groundwater. And that includes facilities in Pennsylvania, including Western Pennsylvania. There was a facility in Newcastle in Lawrence County where there were something like 300 times the EPA standard of arsenic in the groundwater near these coal ash ponds. So these ponds are posing risks to communities. And, you know, for instance, what if someone wants to build a house nearby? That wastewater that's discharged from these plants eventually could end up into public drinking water supplies where, you know, they either have to be treated or we end up ingesting them in some other form.
Reid Fraser covers energy for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. Thanks, Reid.
Thank you.
There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple.